yesterday's attacks on another day.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
The past few weeks were wholeheartedly dedicated to football games the world over. All eyes were on Russia, where champions of the green pitch were fighting for the World Cup.
Pogba! For France, and possibly now the world!
At the same time, a group of unsung heroes kicked off their first football games miles away in Gaza, under the name of the Champions Team. The team made up of 13 Palestinian amputees. 10 of the 13 members suffered amputations due to injuries sustained from Israel's three military operations targeting the Gaza Strip between 2008 and 2014. Others were victims of sporadic shelling incidents since the beginning of the blockade the Israeli regime imposed on the Strip in 2007. Israel's Operation Protective Edge in 2014 alone left 1,100 Palestinians with permanent disabilities, including 100 amputations. According to the Palestinian Ministry of Youth and Sports, 32 athletes were killed and 27 others were injured in this war, including Ahed Zaghout, a Palestinian football player who was killed after Israeli forces shelled his apartment.
يعني هذا الإنسان كان بجد كان دائما يحكي لي لما كنا نقعد المباراة نفسه كان حلمه إنه يكون فريق فلسطيني هو فريق عالمي يلعب في المباريات الدولية يلعب في المباريات العالمية.
More recently, since the beginning of the Great Return March protests, more than 3,500 Palestinians have been wounded with live ammunition, rubber bullets, or shrapnel, according to Palestine's health ministry. Of those, about 2,200 have suffered injuries to the legs. One of them, Ala Al-Dali, a Gazan cyclist who had his leg amputated after being shot by an Israeli sniper.
I went to the buffer zone on my bike while wearing my sportswear to demand the rights we are deprived of. I was then shot in my right leg. At that moment, I recalled all my dreams and memories, hoping the incident was not real. But it was. You cannot imagine how difficult that moment was. My dream was to present Palestine in leagues. I can't do this with one leg now.
Some of the amputations are carried out immediately after victims are shot because of the severity of the injuries. The other cases, victims need treatment outside Gaza if they want to have their limbs saved. Doctors in Gaza are often unable to handle such traumatic injuries because hospitals there are overwhelmed and understaffed. Nearly half of the essential medicines there are at zero stock, and essential life-saving medical equipment has stopped functioning due to the constant fluctuation in the current of electricity, according to a 2017 report by the World Health Organization. But Israeli authorities usually reject the patient's medical evacuation across Israeli territory to the West Bank.
I was using my phone to film the protesters on Land Day when an Israeli sniper shot me with a live bullet that penetrated both of my legs and made big holes in them. My legs will be amputated if I don't get urgent surgery outside the Gaza Strip.
According to rights groups and health experts, the damage to protesters' limbs has been unusually severe. Doctors Without Borders, based in Paris, has recorded an extreme level of destruction to bones and soft tissue, and large exit wounds that can be the size of a fist. Human Rights Watch says it is reviewing evidence that bullets fired by Israeli forces have caused significant bodily injury, including the shattering of bones and severing of veins and arteries. Israeli officials say soldiers employ only standard weaponry that complies with international laws. Many of the bullet wounds appear to be from 7.62-millimeter sniper rounds fired by Israeli forces. At close range, their effect devastating to the human body.
They've been shooting live high-velocity bullets at protesters who do not pose imminent threat in violation of international law. We're extremely concerned that Israel is pursuing a policy of deliberately inflicting life-changing injuries. The sheer number of people who have been shot with live ammunition, as well as the type of injuries that we are seeing, point to the fact that Israel may be attempting to inflict life-changing injuries.
The severity of the injuries has raised questions in Gaza about the type of ammunition used. Many say Israeli soldiers fire explosive bullets at protesters. The bullet, prohibited by international humanitarian law, explodes upon impact to cause the most damage possible. This makes it difficult to extract, forcing doctors to resort to amputation.
معظم الإصابات اللي بالأطراف السفلية كانت بهذا الرصاص المتفجر. هذا الرصاص بيحدث تمزق شديد جدا في الأنسجة وتفتيت في العظام بشكل كبير. بيستدعي انه كل حالة اصيبت بهذا الرصاص في الاطراف السفلية انه اجري لها عمليات كبيرة لتثبيت العظام الخارجي.
كلت اول حاجة في رجلي هذه الشمال. طلعت من هنا. خشت وين؟ خشت الثانية هنا. لما خشت هنا عملت تفجير في العظم. في عندي حوالي 30 سنتي في العظم رايح. والعضلة كلها رايحة. هذه رجلي هذه كلها من هنا مفتوحة فتح. حط ايدك جوا بتلاقيها مفتوحة من الشقة الثانية بتطلعها من الشقة الثانية. طبعا الشيء هذا شيء طبيعي يعني حيأثر علي.
According to Medical Aid for Palestine, surgeons in Gaza have been forced to perform dozens of amputations since March 30th. According to Omar Shakir, Israel-Palestine director at Human Rights Watch in New York, the deployment of snipers, careful planning, and significant number of injuries to the lower limbs does reflect an apparent policy to target those limbs. Amnesty International has called for a global arms embargo against Israel, accusing its forces of committing war crimes in the Gaza Strip. The Champions team is bringing hope back to those who lost limbs to the Israeli occupation. The Champions are on crutches, and they will be for life. They are bloody but unbowed.
The established Palestine Association for Amputee Football, and we just recently obtained the license. Our goal is to form a team that can represent Palestine internationally. I myself wanted to be a player on the team, but because I have lost both of my legs in the 2014 war, the rules exclude me from participation.
When I was contacted to play with the team, I happily agreed, although I'm the eldest in this team. Even though I'm a disabled person, I'm trying to live a healthy lifestyle and do sports. We face many difficulties. For example, the crutches we use are not designed for sports. We fall a lot, but that's all we have, and we're making the best of it.
I have participated in the Great Return March rallies, and I will continue to do so. I will also continue with my football team until we achieve our goal.
They are hopeful to take part in international competitions. It requires perseverance, self-denial, hard work, sacrifice, and dedication. As does life, and as does freedom.